So, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about lane diet or road diet as it's been put out there. So, I do want to make sure that everybody has the right information. First of all, lane diets or road diets are recommended for roads that have less than 25,000 average daily traffic counts. The highest count in Jamestown is only 15,000, and that's down by the intersection at First Community Credit Union. So, we're an excellent candidate for this road diet. I did mention before that the community of Bismarck did this on a 3-month trial basis. They extended that another 3 months and have now made that permanent because it was such a beneficial change to their streets. In our case, there isn't a lot of expense specifically associated with the road diet itself. So it's not necessarily a cost that you would savings to implement on a trial basis and then move to a permanent. The cost would be the same. It's basically restriping. What we have the opportunity to do right now is to receive 80% grant funding for Main Street improvements, which expand beyond the road diet. They include all new traffic signals. All our traffic signals in downtown were purchased, used from the city of Grand Forks, and have extended past their useful life. And they don't have the programming capabilities to be timed so that the traffic flows well. They don't have all the pedestrian features, including countdown and pedestrian signalized crossings. Those are improvements that we can include within this grant and with this opportunity for 80% funding. In addition to that, we would be looking to bring the curbs out further at each intersection to bring awareness to pedestrian crossings, calm traffic so that traffic moves at the speed it should through downtown, and also widen the lane so that parking and driving are safer. The lane diets are proved to reduce vehicle-to-vehicle conflicts. Studies indicate that 19 to 40% reduction in overall crash when a lane diet is implemented. It also improves pedestrian and active transportation safety as well. Overall, the project is about $3 million. That's all the new signals, all the new aesthetic improvements, including the curbs and the infrastructure that needs to be done there. And so the city share would only be $600,000, and that would not come from the general fund and would not increase property taxes.